Hi everyone, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Clayton.
大家好，我是 Anna。哎 ，Clayton， 我问你哦，你有没有兄弟姐妹啊 ？Do you have any brothers or sisters?
I do. I have three sisters.
Three sisters?
Yeah.
Wow, 三个姐妹，蛮多的耶。
Right. What about you? Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Of course, I have two sisters and one brother.
Oh, are they older or younger than you?
Older sisters and younger brother.
Oh, I'm the oldest in my family.
是哦，但是哈，我们今天为什么要讨论兄弟姐妹嘞？因为今天的 topic， 今天的主题跟兄弟之情有关哦。
Right, so in today's story, you'll meet two brothers and find out about their lives together.
当然其中一个弟弟呢叫做 Jordan， 哥哥呢，哥哥叫什么名字呢？让我们称他为 Michael 好了，这样合起来就叫做 Michael Jordan。开玩笑，好了，我们来赶快看看今天的故事。
Being the bigger man. Reading A.
My little brother Jordan was small and often sick. My mother worried about him very much. So, she always asked me to look after him. I tied his shoes and made sure he didn't get hurt. I took him everywhere with me. I really loved Jordan, but sometimes...I was tired of him too.
So in this story, we meet two brothers. One is Michael, he's the older brother, and the other is Jordan, he is the younger brother.
好，所以我们现在呢有两个主角啦，一个是哥哥 ，older brother， 我们就称他为 Michael， 而弟弟呢 ，younger brother， 就叫做 Jordan。那 Jordan 的状况如何呢 ？Jordan 啊，其实之前因为比较矮小，然后呢身体也不太好，常常生病。我们看到人的这个矮小呢，用的是 small。哎，不过 Clayton， 如果人长得蛮高的，高大那个高，用哪一个字呢
？Tall。
Tall, T-A-L-L. 那后头我们看到啦，因为身体又不好，常常生病，生病的 sick。哎，可是 Clayton， 那健康的怎么说呢
？Healthy. So if you're healthy, that means you're not sick.
Healthy, 健康的。那状况是如何呢？因为弟弟常常生病啊，然后长得比较矮小，那么妈妈就非常的担心他。
Yeah.So Jordan's mother always worries about him. So if you're worried about someone, that means you're scared that something bad might happen to them.
我们中文呢说担心英文就用动词的 worry， 可是特别小心哦，因为它是个不及物动词，所以后头有个介系词 worry about something. Worry about something.不过在这里特别小心它的三态是去 y 加上 ied worried 但是这个 worry 还有一个比较特别的用法我们也可以用被动式 be worried that 再加上一个子句担心某件事情会发生 be worried that
for example I'm worried that it will rain this weekend
当然会担心咯如果是周末下雨的话那么出游的计划就泡汤了不过我们看一下这边发生的状况是因为妈妈很担心所以之前呢常常会要我呢来照顾弟弟这个要求某人做某事我们看那个动词叫做 ask 本来有问的意思可是在这里它是请求要求的意思 ask somebody to do something要求某人去做某件事情，做什么事情呢 ？Look after him.
Right. So their mother asked Michael, because he's the older brother, to look after Jordan. Now, when you look after someone or something, that means you take care of it.
所以要特别小心哦。我们在这边所谓的 look after 不是什么在后面看，没有这个意思，是照顾的意思。在英文当中，照顾除了 look after 之外，还有一个常常用的片语，刚才 Clayton 已经提到，叫做 take care of。take care of 也是照顾之意。那这个 Michael 是怎么样来照顾 Jordan 呢
？Well, Michael would tie Jordan's shoes. Now, when you tie something, that means you take two things and make a knot to make them stick together. So, tying your shoes is something that's maybe hard for young people to do.
对啊，那个小朋友呢需要别人帮他绑鞋带。在这里所谓的绑鞋带，那个绑呢其实就是打结的意思。在英文当中，这个动词就叫做 tie, T-I-E。其实 tie 这个字本身也可以当成名词，就是我们打出来的那个结。所以男生的领带，这里不是有一个结有没有？男生的领带也叫做 tie。好，我帮他绑鞋带啊，然后照顾他，确定他不会受伤。这个确定就用 make sure。
Right. So when you make sure, that means you be careful or you remember to do something.
确定 make sure.Make sure, 确定他不会受伤，而受伤我们看到用的是 get hurt. 那既然要照顾弟弟的话，当然到哪里都要带着弟弟，而我们英文当中的带就用动词的 take, 带某人到某个地方， take somebody to a place. 那你也可以说，父母亲呢，周末都会带我出去玩，或者是上礼拜呢，父母亲带我到动物园， my parents took me to the zoo.Last week, 这个带某人去哪里就用这个动词 take.
But because Michael would take Jordan everywhere, sometimes Michael would get tired of Jordan. Now when you get tired of someone or something, that means you've had too much of that person or that thing and you want a break.
所以有时候吼，当然还是会觉得有一点点厌烦或厌倦啦。在这里英文当中的厌倦叫做 be tired of。Tired 本来有累的意思，可是在这里有厌烦之意哦。好，那既然这个哥哥有时候还是会觉得有一点点厌倦，那状况又如何呢？接下来故事怎么发展呢？我们先休息一下，马上回来。
Being the bigger man. Reading B.
One day, our school had a drawing contest. The first prize was 1,000 NT dollars. I needed the money to buy a new video game, but I couldn't draw well. So I asked Jordan for help. He was better at drawing.I'll share the money with you, I said. Jordan was excited. He drew a beautiful tiger.
So as the story continues, there is a contest at Michael and Jordan's school. Now, what's a contest? Well, it's an event where many people come together to show their talents or skills.And other people will watch to see who is the best.
所以这个 contest 到底是什么意思呢？其实 contest 就是比赛 ，contest。那现在到底是什么样的比赛呢？是一个绘画比赛 ，a drawing contest。不过提到这个比赛后，相信每个人在学校都听过演讲比赛。这个演讲比赛呢，英文你可以说 speech contest， speech contest。当然啦，我们大家都很喜欢看那种选美比赛，有没有？选美比赛你也可以用 beauty contest， beauty contest。不过既然学校举办了这个绘画比赛，那么第一名奖品是什么呢？
It's the first prize. So the first prize is what the person who is the best gets for winning.
所以第一名的奖品呢，我们可以看到是1000块钱。不过我刚才提到了奖品、奖项，用的是这个字，特别小心它的发音哦。Prize, prize。如果我说 Hey Clayton, price, P-R-I-C-E， 那个意思呢就变成是价格了，所以特别小心。奖品、奖项用的是 prize。那么第一名的奖品呢，奖项是1000块钱。
Wow, that's a great prize, and Michael really wants to win it because he wants to buy a video game. But there's a problem. He can't draw very well. What's a drawing? Well, drawing means taking a pencil or a pen and making pictures. It's a little bit different from painting. Painting is where you use a brush and paint to make pictures.
对哦，其实哦，我们在这段的这个文章当中呢，刚才就有提到 a drawing contest。那 draw 本身就是画的意思。好，我们先来了解它的三态 ：draw、drew、drawn。draw、drew、drawn。可是刚才 Clint 特别有解释，这个所谓的 draw， 所谓的画呢，是你拿笔画出线条，这个叫做 draw。 如果你是用这个色笔呢画出颜色出来，那个所谓的画叫做 paint， P-A-I-N-T， paint。 所以如果是画出线条叫做 draw。 好，那么现在呢，既然 Michael 需要这笔钱来买游戏 a video game， 但是有一个问题就是他没办法画得很好。
But Michael is lucky because his younger brother Jordan is better at drawing. And that just means Jordan is good at drawing. He can draw very well.
好啦，我们看到叫做 be better at something. 那我们就先回过头来看一下。Better, 它是形容词 good 的比较级。先复习一下 good, better, best. Good, better, best.或许你有一点点忘记了，但是英文当中有个片语对什么什么很精通或者是擅长 be good at something， be good at something。 好，那现在既然是弟弟 Jordan 比较会画画呢，那么 Michael 就请他帮忙了。而且 Michael 还说，如果呢赢得1000块钱的话，我会跟你分享哦。
Right, he says he'll share the money with Jordan if they winNow, when you share, that means you give something that you have to other people, or you let others use something that is yours.
所以在这里呢，其实英文当中的分享这个动词就叫做 share, share. 可是其实你要特别小心它的用法， share something with somebody, share something with somebody, 和某人分享东西。那么我可以问 Clayton,Do you want to share your secrets with me? 你愿意告诉我你的秘密，和我分享你的秘密吗？
I'll share some of my secrets with you.
Some of my, your secrets, okay. 那等一下再偷偷告诉我哈。好，那接下来到底是什么状况呢？那么其实弟弟也是非常兴奋。如果可以赢得奖金的话，当然可以买东西了。So Jordan was excited.
He was excited.Because he wants to win that money, and he knows Jordan can draw very well.
没错，那到底 Jordan 画了什么东西呢？
He drew a beautiful tiger.
原来他画的是一只老虎。哎，不过说真的，我觉得这一段文章当中有一个东西要特别提一下，叫做 video game。所谓的 video， 其实它有录影机或者是电视影像跟画面的意思，所以 video game 指的是电视游乐器的游戏。那么现在我们常打电动啊，用的是电脑那个，有没有？电脑的游戏则用的是 computer game.
Right. So we'll find out in the next part of the story if they can win and he will be able to buy the video game. Stay with us.
Word Power.
Hi everybody, it's Word Power time.
接下来是我们 word power 的时间咯。
First word, worry about, worry about.
Worry about 是动词片语，就是担心。
My sister is sick. I worry about her very much.
我妹生病了，我很担心她。
Make sure, make sure.
Make sure 也是个动词片语，就是确认。
Make sure to call me when you get home.
当你回到家的时候，要确实拨个电话给我哦。
Contest, contest.
Contest 是名词，也就是比赛。
I'm glad that I won the singing contest.
我很开心，我赢了歌唱比赛。
Share, share.
Share 是动词，就是与某人分享。
I share this computer with my brother.
我和我弟弟呢，共用这一台电脑。
All right, everybody. I guess that's it for Word Power, but stay with us. There is more to come.
being the bigger man.
My little brother Jordan was small and often sick. My mother worried about him very much. So, she always asked me to look after him. I tied his shoes and made sure he didn't get hurt. I took him everywhere with me. I really loved Jordan, but sometimes I was tired of him too. One day, our school had a drawing contest. The first prize was 1,000 NT dollars. I needed the money to buy a new video game, but I couldn't draw well. So I asked Jordan for help. He was better at drawing. "I'll share the money with you," I said. Jordan was excited. He drew a beautiful tiger.
Review time.
For review time today, we have a little story. But there's a problem. The story has some blanks in it, but you can help us fill them in.
所以在今天的 review time 当中，我们要玩一个甜甜看的游戏咯。当然在今天的这个 review time 里头，我们还是有一个小故事。这个故事的主角是 Katie 跟她的导盲犬，她的狗呢叫做 Quill。那到底发生什么事情呢？可是在看这个那个 story 之前呢，我们看一下，因为有三个所谓的 blanks， 所以我们先看一下选项有哪三个。第一个是 worry about， 担心。第二个是 look after， 照顾。而第三个呢则是 make sure， 确认。
Okay, here we go. Today, I'll stay home and blank my dog Quill.
这句话是今天我要在家，然后怎么样我的狗 Quill 呢？我要在家担心我的狗吗？还是在家照顾我的狗？还是在家确认我的狗呢？上下文听起来应该只有 look after， 照顾才是最通顺的。
Right.He doesn't look very well. I know I shouldn't blank him so much.
好， he doesn't look very well 可能是生病了，所以看起来呢好像健康状态不怎么样，但是我知道我不应该要这么样的什么他，不应该要这么样的担心他，还是不应该这么样的确认他呢？当然应该是担心咯， worry about.
Right. But I just want to blank he's okay.
最后当然只剩下一个了，叫做 make sure， 我们看一下这个句子，但是我只想要 make sure he's okay， 确认一下他是 okay 的，没事的。
Alright, that's it for review time. Stay with us, there's more.
Fun with phrases.
Look after.
Look after. I'm going out tomorrow. Can you look after my things?
Sure.
Please watch this flying pin carefully. Don't let it fly away.
Don't worry. I'll look after it.
And look after these dancing shoes. Don't let them run away.
Okay, I'll look after them too.
Oh, and please look after my pet too.
Your pet? Where is it?
It's behind you.
I can't look after a bear.It's too dangerous!
Just for fun!
Okay, we're at the last proverb of the month,
And this one is really special. It's really sweet. It's all about love.
Love is so great. It makes people want to sing. It makes people want to do good things for other people. It is like what the proverb says.
So today's proverb is, love makes the world go round. Now the world, of course, is the earth, where we all live, and actually it's turning around. But when we say love makes the world go round, it doesn't really mean that it makes the earth turn around. It just means that it makes things in life happen.
For example, when you're feeling love in your heart, you usually do good things for people, like you might write them a little card or make them something like a cake, and then that makes someone else feel love and it makes them feel good, and then they might do something good for someone else, and it becomes this long chain of people feeling love and doing good things.
Right, and I know that people can be a lot more creative when they feel love. Just think about all the songs that you've heard. Singers singing about the love in their life, they feel so happy and they're making beautiful music. Same with artists who paint pictures. So love is something that makes people want to live and enjoy life and do their best. But what if there was no love in the world?
If there was no love, I think people would be very sad, and people wouldn't feel like doing good things for other people. They would be alone at home in the dark, and they wouldn't want to do anything.
So love really makes the world go round. It's so important to life. So everybody remember, love makes the world go round. That's it for our April Proverbs, but stay with us. There is more to come.